You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. In today's podcast, we'll discuss information stealing programs designed to gather account information for online games. The goal of this podcast is to help you understand the threats these programs pose to more than just your online game account, and how to protect yourself from these types of threats. In recent years, online games have become more pervasive than ever before. The most popular, Lineage 2, has an estimated 14 million players, while the next, World of Warcraft, has an estimated 6.1 million players worldwide, according to the respective publishers. With such a large distribution of players, they make a ripe target for malicious code authors. Along with these high number of players, a secondary economy has risen alongside these games. The currency used by players within the game can be purchased and sold online at various websites for real currency. Additionally, items obtained with the games can be auctioned off on online sites such as eBay. The existence of this secondary economy has created an industry specializing in the sale of in-game currency and items. Some sweatshops have risen where people are paid a wage to play the game simply to gather as many in-game items as possible that can later be sold or auctioned. In order to remain profitable, these people must gather as much information as they can and items in as short a time as possible. At the same time, these sweatshop players and other players whose primary goal is to make a profit from these games must somehow obtain accounts to play them. Since accounts cost money and the goal of these people is to maximize profits, they may resort to unscrupulous means to obtain an account. And this is where the creation of malicious code comes into play. Malicious code, such as information stealers, have been around for quite some time. These programs have provided the ability to steal credentials for almost any type of online account. These info stealers typically gather information in one of two ways. Once the malicious code has been executed on your computer, it will reside in memory and wait for certain events to occur. Frequently, the program will wait for certain processes associated with the games to launch. Once these processes are running, the malicious code will log all input to these processes to capture your account information. The second method these information stealers employ is to monitor the titles of all open windows on your computer. When an application window with a title matching one of those associated with a particular game becomes active, the program will then monitor and record all your input to this window. Once the program has logged input to these windows or processes, it sends this information back to its author. Typically, this is done by inserting the information into an email message and sending it to an address the author controls. The author can then sort through the input to locate your account information. Once your account information has been stolen, the malicious code author can log into the online game using your credentials and change your account information, including the password. They can then sell all your account's in-game possessions and further use your account to gather more items and currency within the game to sell later on. While this may not sound like a concern for anyone who doesn't play online games, these information stealers have the potential to be a threat to any user. The most immediate concern associated with these programs is their secondary functionality. A common feature included in information stealers is to disable antivirus programs, personal firewalls, and other security applications. This in itself can pose a serious threat to your computer, whether you have any information the attacker is interested in stealing or not. Your computer will be vulnerable to other unrelated threats from a lowered security posture as a result of security applications having been disabled. Many of the information stealers, such as WoWcraft, also contain a component to download update of themselves and other threats. Because of this ability, the attacker may decide to install other threats onto your computer. Since your antivirus and security applications may have already been disabled, the attacker would be free to install almost any program of their choosing. Since the original information stealer program was installed with a financial motivation, it's likely that any additional programs the attacker installs will have the same motivation. A bot or some other software that is capable of stealing user information for later use as part of an identity theft scam is also a likely candidate for installation. It's also possible that the attacker could simply install another information stealer program that targets online banking accounts rather than gaming accounts. Additionally, the malicious code author can easily modify the information stealers that can monitor for certain words in window titles, such as Warcraft. Because of the demand for programs that steal online game account information, kits have been created that allow anyone to create their own variant of these programs. An attacker could create their variant to check for additional words in window titles, such as bank, credit, account, or payment. And this would allow them to potentially steal your online banking information or allow them to gain access to your credit card details. In order to protect yourself from information-stealing threats, you should employ defense-in-depth strategies, including the deployment of antivirus software and a personal firewall. You should update antivirus definitions regularly, and you should also ensure that your computer is updated with all necessary security patches from your operating system vendor. Never view, open, or execute any email attachment unless it is expected and comes from a trusted source, and unless the purpose of the attachment is known. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, a global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.